Hello and welcome to another episode of the Transportation Exchange Podcast presented by Rush Truck Centers of Canada. I'm your host, Jason Cuddy, and on today's episode, we're excited to welcome Liz Williamson from Truckers Against Trafficking. Liz, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Jason. Great to be here.
We're excited to have you on. We're going to get into a little bit of, you know, what's happening in February with regards to the Canadian division of or operations of Truckers Against Trafficking. But first, let's start, I guess, introducing yourself and kind of your background and your story and how you got involved with Truckers Against Trafficking.
Great. So my name is Liz Williamson, and I am a survivor of sex trafficking. I was actually first sold by my mom when I was 6 years old, and it happened here in the U.S. It's really hard for people to hear that because for most of us, we think about human trafficking as happening far away and we never want it to touch the people we love. We never want it to come close because then we have to deal with it and we have to confront it. Unfortunately, or fortunately, as a result of my story, I get to challenge people to confront ugly truths so that way we can all be safe. Now I work as a training specialist for Truckers Against Trafficking, using my story as a vehicle of not just the ugly things that I went through, but the hope and the redemption that can be found there. Because if we just train people to see what they need to look for, we could potentially have an opportunity to change a life. And to me, at the end of the day, that's what matters. We're in the business of seeing people who could be trapped in a hopeless situation and helping them find a way out.
Yeah, that's kind of why I wouldn't have you on, because as I was doing a bit more research and understanding what Truckers Against Trafficking does and, you know, some of the things you've spoken on before, the awareness, things to look for, things that, again, if you don't know, you don't know. And I think bringing awareness to that is a huge part of the messaging so that people do know what to look for. And, you know, maybe you can kind of give us an overview of what, you know, Truckers Against Trafficking, you know, what does it do in the industry? You know, what is it trying to educate people on?
So Truckers Against Trafficking exists to equip, encourage, empower, and mobilize members of the trucking, bus, and now the energy industries as well. But really any industry that wants to learn about the red flags of human trafficking, we're willing to send our free training programs and any materials that we have, because we don't want the price point to be why someone says, this is why I can't train my company. Instead, we're saying, take all of the materials that we've created, use it to train your drivers so they know what to do if they do see a potential situation. Because you're right, most of us don't know what to look for. We're pretty insulated from it. But if we start to see, you know, our populations that could be dramatically more at risk than others, our single parent households, our kids in foster care, our runaway youth, our LGBT community, people of Black and brown descent, all of us have different risk factors. Theirs are a bit more heightened. Traffickers know what to look for. They look for someone who's weak and vulnerable, and they prey on them. They truly are predators. So here a trafficker can come up, offer you hopes and dreams in a future, and then he does a bait and switch. And instead, you're trapped in a situation that you're fearful, ashamed of, and overwhelmed by, and you need a bystander to be activated to make a difference.
Yeah. And like I said, that's the key thing is having, I guess, the community, you know, looking out for everybody, right? And knowing what to look for. And you guys offer obviously a whole bunch of different programs, you know, tied into the industry at different levels. Maybe kind of walk us through some of the different programs that, you know, those in the industry can reach out to you and get involved with.
Absolutely. So we do have different programs available. We have our industry training program, where there are free, industry-specific, professionally created videos that can be watched in less than 30 minutes. They're easily implemented if you're brand new to the issue or if you just want this to always be a part of your regular safety training. We have materials for our over-the-road or our local drivers, for our busing industry, and we've also launched our Empower Freedom program, or those in the energy industries.
And then, so, you know, when we do the truckers versus trafficking, we always think just strictly trucking. Right. You know, the energy one was interesting one. You'll expand a bit more on kind of, you know, how that comes into play. Because I think we can all picture the trucking, truck stops, the kind of the obvious right cases. And the bus one was actually really interesting to me because it's something you don't think of, but it does mm-hmm. make a lot of sense. You know, so maybe the energy one to expand a little bit more for those, you know, aren't aware of it.
So let's start with the Empower Freedom program. it really began as an offshoot of our trucking specific industry program when we realized, hey, the energy industry will bring a group of men into a local area. They're in a specific town or a place for an extended period of time to get these materials. And then trucks come into play because those materials have to get out somehow. Right. But these men are in an area where traffickers realize, gold mine. I could bring girls in and I could offer this service to them because maybe they're lonely. Maybe they just want to blow off some steam after work. So traffickers are even preying on innocent people who then could be caught up and say, oh, I can buy a girl. No problem. You know, I worked really hard at work. It'll be on my off time. I'll be able to relax. But shouldn't we all realize that the traffickers are preying on you too? I mean, to me, that would be huge because none of us really want to play a part in helping a trafficker make money by buying and selling a human being. So if we really know what's behind it and we're educated and equipped for it, we can make a difference. The energy industry, it's a unique thing. We've started to get different training videos available where we even have a segment called a toolbox talk. A quick, maybe a 5 minute, that's all you have for a team huddle. Well, it's just short videos or short presentations that they can watch, learn, and listen to. And in reality, if all you have is 5 minutes, we have something to fill that 5 minutes.
That's important. And I think it's interesting. Like when you say that, I didn't think of it from that point of view. Like you said, you've got, you know, construction site, whatever it is, where you have a large group of different industries coming together, but recognizing that, you know, is a target, you know, from that side of it. So being aware of it. And I think that's why the messaging is good to get out on all the different levels, not just the trucking side. I mean, that's key to what we do in our industry, but obviously it plays a part to it. But if everyone's aware of it, you can, you know, if you're talking, as you get educated, if you probably know someone in that field or know someone in another field, right, that you can make, hey, are you aware of this? And, you know, I know another conversation I had with people, it's getting messages outside of the industry sometimes to get for the greater good of the industry so that people become a bit more aware of everything that's going on.
You know, I think traffickers really are hoping that we remain naive to their tactics and that they can continue on to make money in the way that they do. But they're businessmen. If there wasn't a market, if there wasn't a demand for the product that they're selling, they would sell something else. So as a community, as a culture, we really have to stand up and say, I don't want human beings to be bought and sold in any industry that I'm a part of. But it starts with starting that conversation. And I think that conversation is pretty courageous.
Yep. No, I agree. And like I said, it's not an easy conversation, but no, with education and with the tools you provide, you know, those to get the message out, it starts the conversation. It starts the learning for sure. Yeah. Another part you guys are involved with is, you know, from a dealership side, obviously we're a dealership and you guys do a lot with the dealerships and the program there. Maybe if you can expand a bit on that program.
Sure. So our dealership partner program, we really want to leverage the networks that these dealerships have. You have drivers coming in and out. You have customers. You have a microcosm of people that are coming to a central location for your product. And so perhaps this could be a point of distribution for our materials, where maybe that dealership program becomes a corporate sponsor, but maybe they are a point of distribution for TAP materials. It's a special program where we have a decal that they could hang in their windows saying that they're a partner of Truckers Against Trafficking. We have bulk materials that we could send them to put in driver lounges or at the service desks. And we'd love them to hang posters or have a PSA if they have a scrolling screen. We've got material for that as well, where if it catches somebody's eye, again, we're just going to capitalize on however long you have that customer or that driver in your lounge. I know that when I'm at the Toyota dealership for my car, I watch what goes across the screen, as do many of us. And this could be the opportunity where someone sees this message.
Yeah, it's getting a message on all levels, like you said, from the trucking side, the dealership side. And the one, as I was going through different programs that, you know, I didn't clue into, but as we talk, and again, it makes more sense to what you've been saying, is even the shipper is part of it. You know, again, it's another place where, you know, everyone's kind of congregating and you have another chance of connecting and educating people.
Yeah. So when you mentioned the shipping, we have a shipping partners program where, again, we're going to leverage that relationship between the shippers and the manufacturers that they have with our carriers to move their goods. So maybe our carriers say, hey, we strongly encourage that all of your drivers become TAT trained. They'll say, oh, what is TAT training? Well, great. Glad you asked. Here's this information. So we work with our shipping partners to help roll out a plan of engagement, and we ask them to encourage their carriers to implement the TAT training.
That's good. And then I guess the next step where we kind of are happy to kind of get engaged with you guys is it's always, you know, it started off as a US initiative, but it's definitely grown into Canada. How has the growth into Canada been so far as exposure and getting people trained?
You know, as far as exposure, getting people trained, we came into Canada when Canada rolled out their national human trafficking hotline. For all of the awareness that you do, if you do not have a centralized location that someone could call a tip in to make a true difference for a victim, not as effective. However, having this hotline is a huge deal. So in 2019, when that hotline rolled out, we thought, okay, we can expand, because obviously we have a bunch of US or Canada-based trucking companies that happen to have an arm or a leg in either part of the countries.
Correct.
So it made natural sense for us to start to expand there. In 2021, we began our TAT Canada committee, where we have about 25 to 30 different companies of various levels throughout Canada, from the East Coast to the West Coast, who've really stepped up in a leadership role to say, hey, my company, Bison, my company, Kriska, my company, UPS, my company, FedEx, my company, Day and Ross, we're committed to training our drivers. We want visible signage on our trucks, on our windows. We want a talking point, a conversation to be happening around human trafficking in Canada. I actually read an article the other day that said the vast majority of Canadians still feel uncomfortable that they would know how to identify human trafficking if it was happening in front of them. So this conversation is starting, it's happening. And so I think bringing it out to the local community perspective, it's going to be huge.
Yeah. And you've got some big fleet players involved that definitely help kind of get everyone in, you know, engaged, because you get them involved and they're national traditionally, obviously, you know, international cross border, but, you know, their drivers are going into DCs where there's smaller fleets or smaller people. And it can create that conversation that having the sticker, having the decal, or even just if they see something, be able to say something to someone else there and get them engaged. Right. But like you said, it's uncomfortable, but it gets it going, and having large players in the industry engage from the start, I think really helps the message resonate across the industry. So the next thing coming up, I guess, for Canada is February 22nd, 24th is an awareness initiatives. What happens during the awareness initiative for Canada?
So the importance of February and the significance of it for all of us in the US and Canada to fight human trafficking, January is considered National Human Trafficking Awareness Month in the US. Well, Canada follows suit in February, with February 22nd being the National Day of Awareness for Human Trafficking. We'd like to present that the whole month be an opportunity for everyone, from companies to individuals, to get involved in the awareness campaign of posting on social media or holding other events of significance to say that, yes, you're aware of this crime and you're willing to fight against it.
You know, obviously a lot of the narrative, you know, is, you know, getting the message out so people can identify and report if they see something, but, you know, all the other way around too, right? If law enforcement is aware of something that they're looking into or trying to, you know, track down or break, you know, leveraging our industry to kind of help with them identify that and kind of, you know, get that other side of it so that, like you said, everyone's working in tandem for the right reason.
You know, we've even had instances where some of our carriers have been able to assist law enforcement on sting operations that are highly confidential. But I mean, there really is a way for everyone to play a role in this fight, and it could look different than what you imagine when you first start out.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the most true statement, I think, to really consider as you learn more and as those who, you know, go through the programs or even just become more aware is recognizing it's probably not what we think it is if we're looking for it, kind of thing, you know? So with that, I mean, I did a big question, you know, to help everyone else who's listening is, you know, how do they get involved? How do they get certified? How do they get trained? How do they become more informed?
So I really highly encourage people to go on our website, truckersagainsttrafficking.org, click on Get Involved to learn more. But many of us have our phones on us at all times, like I do. We have an app for that. So it is available in the App Store on the Apple or Android phones. You would just type in TAT or Truckers Against Trafficking and you'd be able to pull up our app. The videos are there, key warning signs of what you're looking at and then how to report it. And then during non-COVID times, we also have volunteer opportunities to be able to go to your local truck stops, get materials from us and say, hey, would you hang a poster? Can you put this information in your bathrooms? Can you be a part of the solution?
Excellent. And yeah, with that, I definitely encourage all those listening to be part of that solution, get informed, you know, get trained, you know, get engaged and, you know, everyone to kind of do their part to, you know, to make this community a little bit safer for everyone involved.
Getting involved is the first step and it's a huge step.
Agreed.
But it doesn't have to look like, you know, suddenly we are a detective on a show and we have to track down all of this. No, we let law enforcement do their jobs, social workers do their jobs. It's our job to be a good neighbor, to be a good citizen, to report what we see and not turn a blind eye to it. The other thing I would definitely encourage is that everyone would program your local national human trafficking hotline number, whether that's the US or Canada, in your phone. So that way, if you are out and you do see something, don't wait. Don't say, oh, I'll call later. Call right then. So that way you're not missing an opportunity to potentially make a difference.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think, you know, with the programs you have is making people aware of what to look for. Like you said, it's not as obvious and you're not being a detective, but it's just being aware, recognizing certain situations and knowing where to reach out to, you know, when you see something that doesn't just look right. Excellent. Well, you know, with that, I want to thank you for sitting down with us today, you know, allowing us to get the word out on Trucks Against Trafficking and speak about the Canadian division and, you know, look forward to getting more people, you know, engaged and informed and involved with everything that you guys do.
I'm excited to have people come on board and to commit to making a difference. I welcome everyone.
Excellent. Well, thank you again. So with that, that concludes today's episode. And I want to thank Liz from Truckers Against Trafficking for speaking with us today. And to catch up on past episodes, check out transportationexchangepodcast.ca. And until next time, thanks for listening.